Good evening. This is the 11 p.m. update on Tropical Storm Fay. There's been little change in Fay's motion and intensity over the last few hours. It did slow down a little earlier this evening in its forward speed, now moving towards the northwest at about 10 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds remain near 50 miles per hour. That's the way it's been all day long today. And while on the satellite pictures we can see a rather impressive area of clouds, the Hurricane Hunter aircraft have indicated that the center is actually located on the west side of this white area here, and that suggests that the system is still not particularly well organized. There is some potential for Fay to strengthen over the next few hours before its center moves inland over the southern portion of Cuba, and then another chance for strengthening after it emerges north of Cuba over the Straits of Florida or the extreme southeastern part of the Gulf of Mexico. During the day tomorrow, the center will be passing near or just to the west of the lower Florida Keys based on the current forecast within the white area of the cone here. So the center is located here now, going to be crossing western Cuba overnight, Straits of Florida tomorrow morning, and then near the lower Keys during the day and tomorrow night. With possible strengthening, conceivably to hurricane strength, there is a hurricane watch up for the Florida Keys from Ocean Reef southward to Key West. There's also a tropical storm warning for that same area. Hurricane watch continues along the Florida west coast up to near Tampa. While the center of the storm, or potentially hurricane, is expected to remain to the west of the southern Florida, of the southeastern Florida portion of the peninsula, there is the potential for tropical storm force winds to extend as far to the east as the Miami and Fort Lauderdale area. So there's about a 40% chance of tropical storm conditions for southeastern Florida, but less than a 5% chance of hurricane conditions. The chance for hurricane conditions in the Key West area is closer to 10% at this time. And if the winds rise to that level, we could see a storm surge potentially of 2 to 4 feet over the lower Florida Keys. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.